All right, happy Monday. Costa and Jansen with Heather. Got open lines, 248-539-9797. We're going to talk Tiger baseball as the hour wraps up. But I actually think the headline right now is the Pistons. We are on the eve of April in the D, and a team that was an afterthought a year ago is taking no prisoners. The Pistons are fighting for home court in the NBA playoffs. They won on Friday night without Cade Cunningham. They beat a Cavaliers team that was playing with Donovan Mitchell and all their best players, right? Still had Allen, still had Mobley, still had Garland. The Pistons won that game without Cade Cunningham on Friday night. And look, this team is the best team playing right now in the city. From 14 wins a year ago to 42 and counting, that's three times what they did a season ago. John, to me, they're the biggest headline as April and the D approaches, which is crazy given where we were a year ago. A year ago, the Tigers start 5-0 and we're having fun for the home opener. The Red Wings were in the thick of a playoff chase, never mind how it ended, and the Pistons were an afterthought, but things have flipped on its head.
Well, it's and you go to, okay, which sports can flip things quickly? And it, with as painful as it's been with the Pistons, it's hard to say that, yeah, basketball is one of those where you can flip things quickly, but you've got to have competent people in the front office. And, yeah, you can win the lottery with Cade Cunningham and still be a really bad team, which they were for, what, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you put some players with them. And, yes, okay, Jalen Duren, he's developed. And you start to look at some of those, but then it's the addition of other players that you're looking at going, okay, well, this looks like a legitimate Malik Beasley, a guy that can shoot, a guy that wants to be here. Tim Hardaway Jr., while, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to count on for 30 a game, is a guy that gives you options offensively. You're playing modern day basketball. And as soon as you play modern day basketball, which means shooting the three, look, you can win some games.
Look, you're playing the same sport everybody else is. Imagine that. And John, the other part of this is, yeah, they're playing with better players around Cade Cunningham, and they're developing a bit of an identity, and they are literally fighting for their spot in the NBA right now. I like what happened yesterday. I'm not going to like it if it happens in the NBA playoffs where they're getting three guys and the head coach thrown out of the game, but I like that this team has taken no prisoners, that they have each other's back. It's a non-negotiable, J.B. Bickerstaff's words. Last night against the Timberwolves, they lost the game. I'm not sweating it. I think they win that game if those guys don't get tossed. No K, they got Ant, doesn't matter. I think the Pistons were the better team. What did you make of what took place?
Well, I thought it was really weak. I mean, it was a very common foul. Ron Holland, and I know things carried over from plays before, but Ron Holland is just trying to, you know, prevent a guy from getting an easy layup, and then all of a sudden, they're going to turn around and be like, hey, wait a second here. I had a clear path to the basket. What are you doing touching me?
How dare you play defense?
How dare you? And I think that's where you just nailed it. How dare you play defense? If they're going to win a postseason, you know, series, it's going to be because they play an aggressive style of defense. How did they beat the Celtics? They were, for the entirety of the game, four quarters. That's kind of where I think a lot of people's eyes were opened of, oh, okay, it's a one-off. I don't think they beat the Celtics in a seven-game series, but during the regular season, they showed how different they are from where they were in December and even early January, because this team understands what it's going to take for them to win. For some teams, it doesn't take, you know, they don't have to play great defense because they're just that good offensively. But for the Pistons to win, they're going to have to be on offensively, but they have to play an aggressive style of defense. So you're not going to get, you know, gimme layups. You're just not. That's not in the Pistons' DNA.
You agree with me that they're the headline, the Pistons, right now?
They should be.
They should be. That's a great point.
In the D, yes.
Yeah. Because again, you're going to have three teams in action in the month of April.
Yeah.
Classic April in the D. The Red Wings are the one that are stalling out and denying us a full rebirth. Tigers did it a year ago. And I'm not dwelling on an 0-3 start against the super team. But the story is the Pistons and their march back to the playoffs, their march back to relevance. And they're doing it in a way, a familiar way, a way that everybody loves. When Isaiah Stewart gets tossed, he's holding up the Detroit on his jersey on the way out. This is who we are. We're not going anywhere. If you're going to play us, we're going to defend. We're going to foul. And if you want to push us, we're going to push right back.
Same gesture that Cade Cunningham made when he banked in a game winner.
National TV game. Yeah.
And he's holding up the shirt, and it's Detroit. It's not about the name on the back. It's about the one on the front. And that's a rarity in a lot of professional sports, but especially in the NBA. And here's the other thing. What I loved about it was Ron Holland. Now, you get to this time of the year, and you know you're not necessarily the rookie anymore. You have a full rookie season, but he wasn't going to back down from any seasoned vets. Oh, wait a second. You know, hey, you're stepping to me? And then all of a sudden, other Isaiah Stewart jumps right in there. J.B. Bickerstaff jumps right in there. And it's one of those where you just... If you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And everybody knows around the NBA, that's what the Pistons are, that's who they are, and that's what they're going to be in the playoffs. And I would love it, absolutely love it, if it's the Pacers in round one.
Any concern with it boiling over and hurting the Pistons in a playoff series?
That's where the value of J.B. Bickerstaff and the value of guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., Malik Beasley, Dennis Schroeder, guys that have been in the playoffs, guys that have had that experience of what it's like and how costly it can be if you get ejected from a playoff game. And how, if you get ejected, and you mentioned it, who knows if they win that game yesterday. It felt like they were going to.
Yes.
But if you drop one in the postseason, it could be the difference from moving on and not.
Yeah, especially what we think could be a 6 or 7 game knockout, knockdown, drag out brawl with the Pacers. What I don't want to see happen is Isaiah Stewart's a great rim protector and they got some bigs. What I don't want to see is Isaiah Stewart sitting in the locker room going, I'm Detroit. Yeah, but we need you on the floor for Detroit come playoff time.
Yeah, I mean, one of those games can be very fatal in the postseason.
248-539-9797. The Pistons are the headline. They're the 5 seed. Got a shot for home court in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They've tripled their win total from a year ago, and last night they were fighting for their respect. JB gets tossed. 3 Pistons get tossed. They lost the game. I'm not dwelling on a loss. I like the fight from this team. Are they the big headline right now? Understanding hockey's still going and the Wings are still technically alive. Baseball season's here, home opener Friday, but the Pistons are the story, no? And the fight itself, how do you feel about it? Any concern about that hurting them in the playoffs? If they play too physical, it boils over, they get tossed, especially with the possibility of facing the Pacers. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Very proud of the Pistons because they didn't start it, but they let everybody know, if you start a fight with us, we'll finish it. Hashtag unity.
That's about the way it was, too. They certainly didn't start it, but they didn't back down, and they were right there to finish it.
My takeaway from the brawl last night was that opposing players don't really like to be guarded by Ron Holland. Crazy for a 19-year-old rookie to bother veteran professionals, but he's going to be a crazy special defender and player in general.
Well, that's because it's very unique to have just individuals that play defense for the entire surface area of the floor. He does it on both ends, and whether it's, hey, if there's a turnover, he's not going to let you just outlet it easy. If there's a rebound, like, he is there. He's pesky.
The Timberwolves are Charmin soft. 2 grown men jumping a teenager. What are we even doing here?
I don't think anybody views them as teenagers. Maybe rookie, right? We're not going to let a rookie do this to us.
He is a teenager, though.
He is a teenager, yes.
The Pistons weren't looking to fight. They weren't looking to go into the crowd and push and shove. Ron Holland fouled a shooter attempting to lay a ball up. audacity! Yeah.
And it got into the crowd because it happened at the underneath the basket, and it got into the first row right there. It wasn't like the malice at the palace.
No. It's not like fans were getting involved or anything like that. But I'm just so happy with the way this team's playing right now. I mean, when they play in the playoffs, it would be the Pacers right now. And I know that's something that we look forward to because bring it on, right? This team wants the smoke from the Pacers. The Pacers do have the season series. They won 3 of the 4 meetings. The Pacers, to me, though, I don't think Halliburton wants to mix it up. You know what I mean? He wants to talk. I don't know that he wants to back it up. And well, I would love to see what happens in a 7-game series.
And he has been on record saying that this is not a rivalry. Until they meet in the playoffs. And if that happens in the first round, it's going to be contentious. Every single point, every single game, every single night is going to be one for NBA fans, not just Detroit, but for NBA fans that they're going to want to tune in and watch because, one, it's I think a lot of people don't see the Pistons as a threat right now, but they see them as a threat in the coming years.
Good morning. Ticket Texter says, I love it. Don't change a thing going to the playoffs, even with the ejections. Says, let them learn how to perfect this style for playoff basketball. Right now, the Pistons, says, are the Twins to the Lions. No one wants to play their style. Keep everyone uncomfortable. Get the experience in the playoffs. Learn what the refs will let you get away with and adjust. I hate trying to recreate the Bad Boys because I want this team to have their own identity, but they said that's who they are, and I'm with it, Rob in Detroit.
Yeah, you're never going to have the Bad Boys again. You're never going to have the going to the work Pistons. You're going to have whatever this team and the identity becomes. And it could be part of both. It could be a part of a lot of former Pistons teams, but their identity is going to be their own. Their results are going to be their own. And what this team becomes in the few years that follow, whatever this is this year, will be unique to this group of players and to JB, who's their coach.
Mark my words, at some point Isaiah Stewart is going to cost this team a game. He continues to prove he's not disciplined enough and taking the I'm Detroit thing a little too far. A team like Indiana will bait him easily. Brian on the ticket text.
That's a serious concern, and that's where playoff experience and getting to the playoffs, because we always ask the question, do you want to get in and just lose? No, nobody wants to get in and just lose, but you've got to be able to have experience. Do we think this young team is going to do everything right when they get in the playoffs?
No,
there's going to be mistakes. They're going to have to learn from those, and they may cost them some games, but it shouldn't be Isaiah Stewart getting into a scuffle, getting ejected, and costing a team a game.
So he references the Lions. I'm going to use a Lions analogy here. I don't want to have to coach you to be tough and physical. I can ask you to rein it back a little bit. I think about the way the Lions play coverage. Tarion Arnold, Dan Campbell was never like, oh no, he's getting called for PI calls. I want someone who's physical. And we can rein them in a little bit. I don't want the opposite. I'd hate to rein in the Pistons where they don't play like that and don't have that tenacity and have to manufacture or force it. It's a lot easier to say, non-negotiable, the word of the day. Yeah. We're going to bring it. You're not pushing us. We'll push back. If we get tossed, you're getting tossed. It's going to be a fight, and we're going to be there for it. We're not going to back down from that fight.
Yeah.
I would understand it comes with downside. Understand that, yeah, I think Isaiah Stewart will get tossed from a playoff game. But if it comes with the overall benefit of he's a rim protector, that energy is not one player but infectious throughout, that defense is going to lead them to several playoff wins, the trade-off is worth it to me.
I am in that camp a little bit with that text there in terms of the Pacers. I do think they've already baited them into stuff. Like, if people who have been sleeping on Pistons basketball have been, there is already a little bit of a rivalry here with the Pacers, and they know how to push his buttons. And they will try to push him. And he can let that button be semi-pushed and get a technical. And it's like, whoop-de-doo. This is who he is to a degree. He plays with fire. But you can't do something stupid that hurts your team. And until you see it, I'm a little concerned that, you know, can he check himself a little bit? Because they're not going to tolerate it in the NBA. Look, that's where I get annoyed with this Bad Boy thing. I love a physical team, and you can play physical. But if you
are you can't do what they used to do.
Right. If you're going to try to take on this, first off, I'm done with it. Let this team have its own identity. But you do have to. The NBA is not going to get any black eyes. And this thing is, I think that series would be a powder keg. Against the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be the one to blow it up. But you also
can't be the one to back down either.
No.
You can't get your first playoff game.
There's a fine line.
And get swept or punked like they did the last couple times they made the playoffs. I think there's a concerted energy that's different now, an effort that's different now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't expect the Bucks series was laughable when they played them the last time in the playoffs. I mean, I just think you, Isaiah Stewart, that's a really tough thing for JB Bickerstaff to do. Because you don't want the players to change who they are. But at the same time, if the opponent knows that they can get under your skin, and he's shown no restraint from letting that happen in the past, that there does have to be at least a little bit guarding of that. To where you cost your team too big.
It's a fear. But I'm saying I'll take the trade-off.
Nice fear to have.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I had that fear at the Red Wings.
Yeah, no kidding. What if it boils over and they're too physical on Tuesday night? Yeah, I don't think anybody's worried about that. 248-539-9797. It was nice to see a couple fights on Saturday night to kick off that hockey
sure.
game. And how about Alex DeBrincat, the smallest guy in the sport, saying put him up? You know? But it's rare we see it from the Wings. It's a damn near every night occurrence from the Pistons.
Well, it is rare we see it from the Wings. And if they could play with that type of intensity, maybe they'll do what Tom said. And what'd you say, Tom? 9 points in 12 games or 12 points in 9 games?
12 points in 9 games.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, that's 86 points. That was the same win total, by the way, if the Tigers had to get in.
Yeah.
Strictly, can you see this team potentially in a best case scenario getting 12 points in 9 games with this schedule? I could if you yucked up some OT losses and got some points here or there. And the thing is, I think if it's 86, then the Blue Jackets and Canadians, if they were to get to 86, and that'd be 9 points in 9 games to the Canadians, which is being fair, I think, that you would win the tiebreaker.
John, the Red Wings are 3 points back, which means they're still technically
alive.
So Jim will go to the Frozen Four, then come back and have playoff games.
Perfect. All is right with the world.